Thank you. Ancien, pour la vie du Christ, l'Ancien. Basilev Gubay, in the United States, is expected to be improved upon. The main reasons why the Bamenderman is expected to host the 20th edition of the University Games are the problems of infrastructure and other facilities. The university campus can only boast of a volleyball court, a handball court, one football field, which is not up to standard, a lawn tennis court, and a basketball court. The school indoor and table tennis games are played in a lecture hall. The university games coming to Bamenderman next year should therefore be seen as a blessing, as most of these fields or courts will be constructed and others lifted to standard. The rule of the games holds that each discipline should have at least two up to standard playgrounds. Thank God, the games must not be concentrated on the same campus. If big and old universities like Boya, Boundary, and Douala could not concentrate their games on campus because of sporting infrastructure, then it would be no problem if the Bamenderman games played in the other villages or towns. The Bamenderman Sports Stadium would be able to host most of the games if completed before that time. The Mighty Football Field, if improved upon, would host some of the matches alongside the Bamenderman Sports Stadium and the Campus Field in Bamley. If rehabilitated, the games will need a new and well-built gymnasium, which will serve the table tennis, indoor and other indoor games. The Bamenderman Sports Stadium will certainly take care of some of the football, basketball, and handball matches. The Olympic Games will certainly be played in the municipal stadium because activities such as shot put, high jump, running can't be done elsewhere as of now. If the issue of the playgrounds is settled, then the next problem will be that of flooding and other social amenities such as water and electricity. Though the games are going to run for just 7 days, students should be ready to sacrifice their hostels, visitors, and outlets during that period. There should be constant water supply and electricity. The problem of food will hardly be a problem, as women from the neighboring villages and Bamenda will be on standby to serve them just what they will need. The economic importance of the games coming to Bamenda can't be overemphasized, as there will be big business for businessmen who will be lucky to have strategic stance to market their products. The issue of security will be of primordial importance, as the officials and elites need to be safe from harassment. If the games coming to Bamenda at a short notice would give the Bamenderman only the infrastructure as the aftermath of the games, then it would be that of places. The University of Bamenda should be ready to defend its title by grabbing more medals.
At the World Professionals, where will be that more resources will be awarded to the University of Bamenda without hesitation. Thank you. is just extra foundation radio and from 100 we have broadcasting from Bamenda, chief town of the Northwest region of Cameroon. I am Mopo, Johnny Nelson, Bankori. Gone are the days when midwives were respected and even equated to doctors in some localities. However, with time, the non-general attitudes of some of them have attracted disrespect and abuse on the very important and sensitive profession that sees into the origin of life. In any case, the international community has dedicated an entire day in honor of midwives so that together society can constantly reflect on how to sustain and better the profession for the sake of humanity. This is just what Sandra Fumigamu has done in the Fulay paper.
The International Midwives Day is celebrated every year on May 5th to commemorate and increase the awareness about the contribution of the midwife towards their patients all over the world. This year's theme, which is Mother and Newborns, the Heart of Midwifery, is geared towards the big contributions by midwives to the health of their nation. But looking at midwifery conditions in our country and probably in our region, can we ascertain that this awareness is created or kept by most midwives? Do our midwives practice what they learn, and are they really devoted? The main thing in being professional in whatever you do, first of all, is the passion for that thing. As a midwife, and someone who deals with human lives, care and selflessness must be your priority before any other thing. How many of these midwives show care, love, patience, tolerance, and attention towards their patients? How many actually respect the ethics of the profession? In order to make some positive efforts on the health of the patients, the implementation of well-educated and harmonious midwifery workforce is important. Making available proper equipment and other supplies that would greatly reduce maternal and childbirth rate is mandatory. There are also other factors that hinder quality midwifery services, which include shortage of skilled and energetic midwives, poor workforce planning and management, and no professional remuneration for the midwives who probably attend to HIV and AIDS patients. It is quite often that many patients destiny, because though they might succeed for a while, at the end of the day, they usually end up dead on the streets after being bitten by dogs.
Keep on sending letters to my email, radio.foundation@yahoo.com, radio.foundation@yahoo.com. You can also call us or text us on any of the phone numbers and the news extra crucial be at your service. You have the numbers 672-533-9990 or 695-568-480. At Tanka Health Foundations now presents our weekly press review.
This prime newspaper puts our review this week with a story about Judge Mina, who is promising her thanks for the citizen over 1 billion francs safely. The son of the late former Speaker of the National Assembly, Solomon Dandemuna, and his partners are brought by threatening to take legal actions against the CPTN if the money he, Judge Mona, used in 1988 in printing T-shirts for the party during the party's first anniversary is not refunded. Since then, the CPTN would not make any statement on how to refund his money. 25 years after, Judge Mona is bent on getting his money. The Rambler in its 3rd edition says the Member of Parliament for Bamenda Party Constituency, Honorable Simon Chindafobi, refers the parliamentarians' rights projects of at least 100 million francs to be funded by the state rather than the so-called 8 million francs micro project. The Member of Parliament lamented the fact that Bali would only boast of 2 million francs from the micro grants that was given. Family fears if Michel Fosso may commit suicide. The Guardian Post reports how close relatives to the former general manager of the Cameroon Airlines company, Tamer, if Michel Fosso may commit suicide because of two jail sentences that were served him in the space of 4 days. The load may be too heavy for him to carry, as he is the first corrupt official under the operations parole to have received two jail sentences. The Guardian Post reports how Reverend Brother Angelo Bagano, former parish priest of Sacred Heart Parish, Sishon, the division has been appointed bishop of the Diocese of Harare, Ethiopia, by His Holiness Pope Francis. The paper on its love story page gives some tips on some questions to ask your partner when your relationship isn't working. Some of these questions are: what should I improve on? Would you appreciate my effort? Do you still love me, amongst others? This time comes back to wrap up today's review with some health tips. The paper brings out 5 things you should not do. High blood pressure, a public enemy. Stroke targets colon. Stroke is highly detected, and friends usually save friends from stroke.